Will you tell me a little bit about your experiences working in the emergency department during a pandemic?
We're, 10 months into this, and the fatigue, mental and physical fatigue from this pandemic is really setting in. We've been fortunate. We've only had a couple of our physicians convert to positive with COVID. None of them have been seriously ill, but that is not the case around the country. We've had hundreds of healthcare providers become seriously ill from this virus. So we're ready for this to be over. We are absolutely sick and tired of it. We want this to be over, but we're hanging in there.
Tell me what made you want to volunteer for this vaccine trial.
It was very self-centered. I wanted to get the vaccine because I wanted the extra protection. And unfortunately, it appears that I got placebo. So that's just the breaks.
Do you know that for sure, or is it still a blind study?
It is absolutely a blinded study, but I do know because I went and had my antibodies checked with the serology test after the trial started. My wife and I both entered the study, and I had essentially no pain or swelling or side effects from the injection whatsoever. There are two injections a month apart, but my wife got a little bit of a sore arm after the second shot. And so we were hoping that she actually got vaccine. And she also went and had a lab draw and had her serology done, and she is positive for antibodies.
Obviously, you were hoping to get vaccinated, but this is still an experimental vaccine and part of a clinical trial. So, what motivated you to take that risk?
Well, the motivation part is easy, Melissa, because this is the biggest public health threat of our lifetimes. And a clinical trial for a vaccine, to prevent COVID, was singularly important in our eyes. The concern about potential side effects was real. We both looked up the data that we could, but we thought that it was a risk worth taking.
Can you describe to me how this particular vaccine works?
Really, this is a novel technology, and it's using messenger RNA, which people, I think a lot of people have learned about messenger RNA for the first time in their lives because of this vaccine, which is kind of cool. It's an elegant technology, basically sending a message to the cells of the human to manufacture these proteins, which then your body produces antibodies to. And that is different than, sending in an inactivated virus or, an attenuated virus into the body to do the same thing. There are challenges, though, with it. Everybody seems to know now about the refrigeration or freezing that needs to happen with these vaccine vials and the logistical challenge then getting that vial out to distribution centers at that temperature. And in some of the more traditional vaccines don't require that. So this mRNA vaccine could be the best thing ever. I certainly hope so. But it'll be interesting to see if we can actually pull this off logistically.
What's kind of the main thing that you want people to know about vaccines when they become available?
Get it. If there's a vaccine approved, I would just get it because the risk of not having a vaccine and getting COVID is still very, very significant in Arizona. And it will be probably for several more months.
Sam Keim, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thank you. A pleasure.